Let's have our seat. We are here to continue our prayer. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, by the grace of God. And after these 3 days, your destiny will resurrect. Your destiny will experience restoration. Your destiny will come out from among the dead. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a case mentioned I would like us to deal with tonight. Very, very important. There is possibility that a king's son can suffer outside the palace. It's very possible. Very, very possible. We have many God children today, there is no doubt. They are truly born again, but they miss some things. Which if it's not there, such person will become a shame and ridicule to the name of the Lord. But I trust God, you are coming out of that group tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 7. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Is it not happening? Who are the princes? God's children. Who are the servants? Unbelievers. But I see today many unbelievers enjoying some things which believers are supposed to be enjoying, but they could not. What is the problem? He said, let's read from verse 6, because there is a matter. He said, folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the head. The question, what could cause that? Proverbs 22. Read verse 6 and 7 as well. Want to pray? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train. The rich ruleth over the poor. And the borrower is servant to the lender. How many God children today are borrowers? If not all. But then, excuse me. No, listen, I'm going somewhere. Eh? There are things we do, we thought is right. But I'm not going there. The rich ruleth over the poor. And the borrower is servant to the lender. When someone that's supposed to be a child of God is mistrained, no training, no correct training, he can dwell in the congregation of the dead for life. There's nothing he can do about it. That's why we are here to pray. Do you get the point? Maybe when I mentioned borrower, you know some of you, your heart jump. Don't worry. Any condition you are, the Almighty God will bring you out. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not saying that to ridicule anyone. I'm going somewhere. You see, when the normal training you're supposed to receive, you miss it. You will land where you are not supposed to land. And when you land where you are not supposed to land, whatever is happening in that environment will be affecting your life. whatever negative thing in the realm of the spirit that will be affecting your destiny, by the power of the reason of the name of the Lord Jesus, that yoke will be destroyed today.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Now, we are going somewhere tonight. Many God children, because they lack something, they now enter into something else, which they now find it difficult today to come out. And for us to come out, we must go back to the root, to the source. That is taking me to where I want to pray. Because I realize that many God children today, too late they are God children, actually, they are living in the midst of crippled people. Second Samuel, and today is tonight. We are here for prayer. We will release you exactly 6 by the grace of God. Second Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1. If possible, if the prayer you will pray here tonight, you are not satisfied, please continue with the prayer point until your spirit is satisfied. Are you with me? Second Samuel chapter 9. I'm going to read from verse 1. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? For Jonathan's sake, the king wanted to show kindness for the sake of his friend, late friend. Listen now. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may shew the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan had yet a son, which is lame on his feet. A cripple. Maybe you don't understand. A cripple. Jonathan was a son to King Saul. How could a son of a king become crippled? What is the problem? That's what I want us to tackle today. You know, sometimes when they tell you the truth, somehow we don't take it serious. But when we go to play, they will lie to you and collect all your money. You take it serious. I don't know. But I will not, because of misbehaviors of others, I will now begin to be, no. I will remain, my integrity must stand for life. I won't, because of what others are doing, I will not jump into a wrong group. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Makar, the son of Amir, in Lodeba. Lodeba means where they gather cripple. Cripple doesn't have right to get to palace. I don't know the congregation of cripple of destiny that devil has kept you, that makes you to be ashamed when you see your mate passing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are coming out tonight. No, there are things that when you read, it blew your heart. My question is, what took this guy to that lake? A prince. Can they say, I have seen servant on horses, but princes are walking where? A servant. I reject it for you from now. But please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, pray. Then verse 5. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of man from Lodeba. Then the next verse, quickly. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reference. And David said unto Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. A prince turned himself to servant because of situation. I don't know what has made your life to turn to servant, a beggar. Because of situation, the Almighty God will take you out tonight. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. We are in for a serious matter for these 3 days. Oh my God. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely shield thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. He's supposed to be eating at the table of king for years, but he was in the congregation of beggary. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the position that the Almighty God ever kept you, that the devil has kept you, let the power of resurrection take you out of that level. And he bowed himself. Look at it. Look at where I'm going. You will see that when you were mistreating, a man that is mistreating, when he gets to power, he will see talk rubbish. Look at what he said. Please, how many of you are ready to pray tonight? Some of us, it is sickness that has kept us, that we forget our destiny. So some of us, poverty has kept us. We have forgotten our destiny. Some of us, situation of life has kept us, and we have forgotten our destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight, whatever makes you to forget your original destiny, the Almighty God will restore you. I said the Almighty God will restore you. I said the Almighty God will restore you in the name of Jesus. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant? That thou shouldest look upon such a dog as I am? A prince.
A dead dog.
Beginning to reason like a dog. To the point he even said, he is a dog. Even when he said, now I brought you to the palace where you will be eating at my table continually. He said, no, I don't want it. I am a dog. Whatever situation that makes you to lose your original identity, the Almighty God tonight will bring you restoration. Oh my God. I said the Almighty God will bring you restoration. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and to all his house. Restoration. God is restoring somebody back to me. Please, let's pray. Say, thou therefore and thy sons and thy servant shall till the land for him. Can you see? And thou shalt bring in the fruit that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy servant's son shall eat bread always at my table. Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. That is 35. To be working for the man. A man was supposed to be an employer of labor was in the congregation of cripple. That's why we don't even understand. Many of us, we don't understand what tomorrow we'll be dealing with, that as God will help us. We'll be dealing with what is called the blessing of the law. That we thought, what we thought is not from the Bible. Now look at it. Oh my God. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king had commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Do you know what is going on today? It's someone's destiny that God is mentioning. You have been in darkness for years. You have been in the wrong company for years. But the Almighty God is bringing you out tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And Mephibosheth had a young son. Can you see? He even has a son who could not take care of. He has a Shishir. Whose name was Micah. And all that dwell in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. Whatever make you to be behaving as servant, where you have been called a prince or princess, that power will be broken today. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. A lame person doesn't get to palace. That is why you see that man at the beautiful gate. He has to remain there. He doesn't go in. Whatever the devil has placed upon your destiny that make you not to have any opportunity of getting to any palaces, tonight, that yoke is destroyed. That yoke is broken. That power is destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, how did he get there? 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4. That's what I want to read for us. So that we start praying. Because some of the problem we are facing, it is a problem we contacted. One way or the other, we don't even know where. Do you hear what I say? And Jonathan's son had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that Mephibosheth fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Look at it. At the age of 5, he was walking normal. Because of mishandling, because of mistreating, because of wrong doctrine, because of wrong information, because of wrong association, he became crippled. Until he got to a mature age where he could even have a son. Then I said, well, in Israel, crippled people does not stay among those who are normal. They said there is a place. That's where they will stay. That's where they went and brought him. If not for the sake that, for the fact that David and Jonathan, his father, were friends, he would have died there. Any covenant upon your life and destiny that say you are going to die a useless death, that say you are going to die without defining and identifying your divine identity, that power is broken tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Someone asked me, when the children were growing up, they say, when they finish primary school, they will go to boarding school. I said, no way. Not even boarding school. Let them finish secondary school in my house. Then, when they are now going to higher institution, they cannot go. Let me monitor them till that age. I don't want anybody to misunderstand their destiny. Do you understand my point? I want you to pray seriously tonight. Especially if you have lived with someone before. If you have ever lived with anyone that is not your parent. Listen to this. Or many of us who are traders here. Who are living with unfaithful and demonic masters. Some of them settle people with demonic money. And the moment they continue struggling, nothing comes out. But today is your day. Say, today is my day. You are not with me. I say, today is my day. We are going to pray. Every ugly situation that has come upon my destiny, as a result of my mishandling, Lord, deliver me tonight.
Deliver me tonight.
Go ahead and talk to God.
Christ's
name we are praying.
Amen.
Friends, let me tell you, some of us, we are not serious.
Oh my God.
You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't really understand. You don't see, when someone is not operating according to his divine destiny, he's a slave.
Yes, sir.
He's a useless person. You don't understand. I made up my mind. Whatever Christ has made available for me, I must experience it. I don't know others. The destiny that God created for my life, I must experience it.
Amen.
I said you should pray. You thought I'm a joker. It's okay. Maybe you don't understand. That guy, the father, was to take over the throne.
Yes, sir.
Say you know.
Yes, sir.
But the father died untimely. And the throne was handed over to David. Do you know, as at the time that David was talking, David has been on the throne more than 20 years.
Yes, sir.
So that guy age, by then, that guy age will have been up to 30 something years in the congregation of the dead. Because he's used to dog minister to them.
Yes.
Say, you know the meaning. Some of us, let me tell you, some people today, as I'm talking now, as I'm talking now, they are walking as if they are not walking.
That's it.
Some people today, some Christians today, people are asking them, are you truly a Christian? May I tell you one thing? Do you know when a woman gets to the age of marriage and married in it, nobody come? Do you know it's already in another country?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Our life should be better than our parents' life.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
I don't deceive myself. For years, No. Oh, yes. I faced my destiny once and for all. And one thing I want to charge all of you tonight is that we don't come to this life twice.
Yes.
It's only once. When you are still alive, and when you'll be no more, what will people be saying about you? Reason. We say you should pray. You think we are joking here. I want you to pray.
Oh, yes.
Whatever evil that has entered into my life,
as a result
of wrong association,
Lord,
deliver me tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to pray.
Hallelujah.
The mishandling of crippleness made this man to forget the documentary of his destiny.
Yes, sir.
He's supposed to know that David was a close friend of his dad. But he forget.
Whatever that make me to forget.
The documentary. On my divine destiny.
Tonight.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I destroy you now.
We are praying.
Amen.
We are going to pray. Any satanic shame. On my destiny.
That make my destiny.
Not to go faster.
As you ought to go.
Break in the name of Jesus. Christ said we are praying. We are going to pray. That man was kept in the land of forgetfulness.
Yes, sir.
I want us to forgetfulness.
From the land of forgetfulness.
That devil has kept my destiny.
I come out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Those who want to pray more?
Yes, sir.
We need to pray.
Yes, sir.
We are going to call upon the power of restoration. Now let the power of restoration
Let the power of restoration
come upon my destiny.
Come upon my destiny.
Come upon my life.
Come upon my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The power that restores.
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 Should come upon my life.
Come upon my life.
God, King David said, all your father's land is restored. We are going to pray.
Oh my God.
Let the power of restoration,
let the power of restoration
come upon my destiny.
Come upon my destiny.
Come upon my life.
Come upon my life.
Everything I've lost,
spiritually,
physically, materially,
In
the name of the Lord
Jesus,
I receive the restoration tonight.
In
Christ's name, we are praying.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said you will rejoice again.
Amen.
Restoration has come to you.
Amen.
He said you will rejoice again.
Amen.
Amen.
You will rejoice again.
Amen.
Those who are mocking you.
Yes.
Very soon.
Kuman takataliata.
Amen.
Tiki pakataliata.
He said you will rejoice again.
Amen.
You are bouncing back to destiny.
Amen.
What you have been lost, what is lost is restored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Hear this.
Yes.
We're going to pray. David came, he wake up that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is there anyone, any child in the house of Saul? We are going to pray lastly. Lord, remember me by your power to
Lord,
remember me by your power to
Wait. I believe it was God who put in the heart of David to do that that day.
Yes, sir.
I want to, Lord, give me your divine remembrance.
Give me your divine remembrance.
Remember me divinely today.
Remember me divinely today.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me a new song.
Give me a new song.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Can you say, Lord?
Lord.
By your divine power.
By your divine power.
By your divine mercy.
By your divine mercy.
Remember me.
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 We are going to pray.
Yes.
Lord, open my own book of remembrance today.
Lord, open my own book of remembrance tonight.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You don't understand. God, open a book of remembrance of that man.
Yes.
Under the old covenant.
Yes.
Our own will be much more.
Amen.
Can you say, Lord?
Lord.
Open my own book of remembrance.
Open my own book of remembrance.
And remember me.
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 Go ahead and talk to me.
In the name of Jesus.
Christ's name we are praying. We are going to pray for Nigeria.
Lord.
Open a book of remembrance for Nigeria.
Open the book of remembrance for Nigeria.
And remember this great nation.
And remember this great nation.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Go ahead and talk to God. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Can we please stand to our feet? Let's stand to our feet. Lift all your two hands to the Lord. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us out of ugly situations in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for breaking into pieces every satanic chains upon our destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for taking us out of the dungeons of beggary. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you once again for remembering us. For opening our book of remembrance. We celebrate your majesty. What God has done in our lives, nothing will spoil it again. Nothing will spoil it again. As it is written that affliction will not rise again the second time.
Amen.
Any power that will like to reinforce what the Lord has graciously destroyed in our lives tonight, that power will crumble forever.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We give all the praise.
Hallelujah.
Those whom Satan has kept with sickness and disease, you are set free now. You are delivered now. You are set free now.
Amen.
You are delivered now.
Amen.
You are set free now.
Amen.
You are delivered now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Those whom Satan has kept their destiny to stagnation, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are break loose.
Amen.
You are out of that stagnation.
Amen.
You are out of that indebtedness.
Amen.
You are out of that slavery.
Amen.
Forever in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
Celebrating and giving thanks.
Oh, Father, we thank you.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thecream.org.ng,
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.